It is the 29th day of May 2008. We are accelerating quickly towards the InfoWars Money Bomb coming up this Saturday. I'll be live for a special edition just on the internet streams at InfoWars.com. And for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, the whole bunch of special guests and your phone calls for the 4 hours from 8 to midnight Central Standard Time. That's 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. And then, of course, I'll be back Sunday live 4 to 6 p.m. But it is Thursday. This week is far from over. Next Wednesday, I'm going to be in Virginia getting ready for that trip. Burmis will be sitting in Tuesday, though I'll still be in town. Burmis will be sitting in, Jason Burmis, who's down here making a film with us for the next few months. He'll be sitting in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I'll be doing live call-ins as well as other shows on Saturday, and then I come back next, not this Sunday, but the upcoming Sunday, back to Austin, Texas. We'll be covering Bilderberg 2008 in Chantilly, Virginia, right outside the District of Criminals. Hope to see everybody out there. A lot of big guests lined up for you today. Gerald Goldstein, a lawyer here in Texas, who was very upset about the fact that police claim they're going to pull you over and forcibly take your blood on the side of the road. Just an amazing invasion of privacy, invasion of the Fourth Amendment, crossing boundaries. That's what it's all about. Then William Pepper, one of the lawyers for Bobby Kennedy, he'll be coming on, exposing the fact that they murdered not just Bobby, but, of course, RFK. So William Pepper joining us coming up in 1 hour. Eric Nordstrom, who came up with the original Ron Paul Money Bomb, is doing the InfoWars Money Bomb. He's popping in for about 15 minutes in the third hour. And then Richard Gage in the fourth hour today. Richard Gage, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. So that is coming up as well. Jam-packed broadcast for you on this Thursday edition. Okay, I have no exaggeration about 100-plus articles probably here in front of me that I want to go over, and I'm going to attempt in the next 30 minutes to give you a shotgun coverage of these. And then in the third hour, again, we've got the money bomb gone for only about 15 minutes. I'll spend 45 minutes focusing in on the martial law, Marine Corps story, the economic angle of what's happening also, more detail on that, and focusing in on the Scott McClellan White House press secretary situation. Just a comment on that. Now, the media's freaking out going, is it true? Oh, my gosh. Is he a traitor? Oh, you know, is it a conspiracy theory? We have White House memos, White House documents. We have CIA assessments. We have Bush speechwriters. It's kind of like I had Vincent Bugliosi on a few days ago, and he said, yes, our government in the White House memo wanted to stage an event. And I said, yeah, shooting down or getting a U.N. plane or U.S. plane, paid up by a U.N. plane, shot down and blaming it on Saddam. And he said, yes, you read that in my book. And I didn't go, no, I didn't read that in your hot new book that's in my film Terror Storm out 2 years ago. But, you know, the point here is, I guess to the media it is a secret. Because the media is so lazy and just republishes government press releases. In some cases, it's not even government control and manipulation. Though there's news about that today with CNN and Fox and others engaged in propaganda and lying and covering all this up. But the White House premeditatedly falsified uranium documents, aluminum tube documents, nuke documents. This is a White House that has the son of the ADL head dressed up on TV saying he's going to kill us with WMDs every 2 weeks. I mean, this is a government that runs real Al-Qaeda attacks on Iran and then tries to ban Dunkin' Donuts ads because a woman's wearing a scarf. You know, let's do something absurd. Let's get a Dunkin' Donuts ad banned because a woman's got a scarf on, but then let's have the government run Al-Qaeda. It's disgusting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, here is some of the news in front of me. Marines bringing combat training to Indianapolis, Indiana. Czech President Klaus ready to debate Gore on climate change. UN to have the last say on Arctic seabed claims. Now the global government. North American Parliament underway. That's right, North American Parliament operating right now. Jerome Corsi reporting on that. Got him coming on tomorrow. In Miami, Spanish is becoming the primary language. Texas town, immigrant renting rule is struck down. That's right. They can ask you if you're a criminal. They can run a background check on you. But if you're a felon, illegal alien, they are not allowed to stop you. Again, above the law, federal court criminally ruling that. Because illegal aliens are first-class citizens for now, as they're inducted into being slave Americans. You see, slaves get in, they don't get out. The fences they're building are to keep Americans in, by the way. They're just going to legalize with a guest worker program all the illegals. That's admitted in all the federal documents, Homeland Security. Texas town immigrant renting rule is struck down. CNN's executive reporting, network execs killed critical White House stories. Oh, really? They did? Tell me something we didn't know. We have a bunch of different articles about Scott McClellan with ex-colleagues ask, what happened? Former Bush aide stuns many with critical new book. Oh, my gosh. Pelosi chimes in politically, saying, I totally agree. See, it's a jumping ship to the Democrats. His mother, who's had like 18 husbands and let's be serious, 6 different husbands. She's like a black widow here in Austin. Is her name Strayhorn right now? Or is it literally it changes every 6 months. One of the richest, most powerful women in Texas lives right here in Austin down the street from where we're at. very dangerous to even talk about her. Rupert Murdoch's coming out and saying that the Democrats are going to sweep everything. They're totally taking over, and that's what's going to happen, probably. Now, Murdoch did predict, along with Newt Gingrich, that it would be Hillary getting the nomination. So we'll see if he's going to be wrong, but he is one of the top kingmakers in media and culture. And it's just going to be a reign of micromanagement, terror, more terror attacks, more control. Suddenly Democrats are going to love it. Suddenly those that didn't like Bush's martial law system are going to love it, because it wasn't Bush's martial law system. They have been quietly integrating Marines, Army, into local police departments, engaging in posse comitatus felonies by the hundreds of thousands since the 70s. We're going to cover that later today. This is a long-term strategic plan that we're now coming to the end of. You know, they tend to take your shirt off and cut your hair short, and they bind your hands, bind your feet when they carry you up to the guillotine. And this was the shaving the head or cutting the hair so it didn't get in the way so you get a clean cut. This is the sharpening the blade. You know, first they had to build the guillotine to cut America's head off. They had to train the executioners, the police. They had to get the crowd all ready. They had to prepare the public. And so now the country is having its head stuck in the block, and they are pulling the guillotine blade up to the top and getting ready to pull the lever. So we're at that moment of truth. Kind of like you wait for Christmas when you're a little kid. And those summer days, they just go on and on. They seem like they're never going to end, but before you know it, it's Christmas, and before you know it, you're 20 years old, you're 30 years old, you're 40 years old, your kids are in college, you're 65, you're a grandparent. Before you know it, you're on your deathbed. Well, we're here. It's kind of the time now. The head's going in, and it's sick and sad and painful for me, but in a lot of ways, a lot of scum that have supported this evil are now going to get what you wanted all along. A lot of you that giggled and laughed and served the system. McClellan says W.H. wanted him to stay silent. White House reacts negatively to ex-aide's book. Investigators raid German telecom giant in spy probe. Spying for globalists. Like I said, Rupert Murdoch predicts a landslide for the Democrats. That's out of Reuters. Dollar rises to two-week high as Fisher signals rate cuts, and that rates may rise, that rate cuts may be over to interest rates. And again, if you call the dollar going up half a penny in the last 2 weeks, the dollar rising, fine and dandy. But we see this every month, the cycle. It goes down two steps, goes back up a step, goes back down two steps, and that's the graph. Meanwhile, it just gives people enough hope to not pull out of dollars while the globalists are able to position their wealth. When they finally get done doing that, they'll drop the hammer on you, drop the guillotine on you. New Jersey, Texas court scraps awards from Vioxx cases. That's right. They admit it caused all those tens of thousands of heart attacks and deaths, but, you know, so what? Doesn't matter. Oil prices bounce around after drop in U.S. supply. Oil prices surged upwards. Get into that later. Bonds fall again amid rising inflation fears. Banks set aside record $37 billion in losses. FDIC says troubled real estate loans force U.S. banks to boost loan loss provisions to a record $37.1 billion in the first quarter of 2008, compared to $9.2 billion in the year-ago period. The Federal Deposit Insurance said Thursday, and the FDIC is to get ready for massive bank failures. I've got that report here. There's lots of big mainstream media reports about $15 billion missing, but the only reason you're hearing about that is that stolen computers, stolen rifles, stolen hand grenades, rocket launchers, trucks, weapon systems, telecommunications equipment, radar. That's paltry. That, see, they'll report on low-level thieving, but they won't talk about, well, AP did, but it never got any national attention. A few other papers did, the Oregonian did, when it was $1.9 trillion. 6 years ago. It's now well over $4 trillion last time I saw a congressional report. That was about a year ago. And people then again say their budget's only $800 billion a year for defense. Was $400 billion when they started. Bush got in. Again, the pension funds, the investments, all the money that was piled up by the Pentagon, ferreted into accounts. It's gone. And if you try to arrest anybody that did it, they'll just set a nuke off and say a guy in a cave did it, or they'll trot out an ADL head's grandson with a fake beard on that you can see is fake on video, and he'll tell you how he's going to kill you if you don't submit to them stealing everything. If you don't submit to just total looting, stealing, thieving at every level you can imagine, just grabbing up infrastructure, militarizing police, building huge prisons everywhere. Oh, man, I can't believe this is happening. So everybody's talking about $15 billion. That's what their low-level people stole. Folks, it was over $60 billion a year ago. I ought to pull up the latest numbers. What the media admits, where C-130s fly in every week with billions of dollars of hundreds, fifties, and twenties, and they give privates $30,000 a year on average, and then tell them, oh, you're part of the corruption now. We can selectively arrest you for that. Again, a colonel gets as much as $1 million a year, and it's unknown what generals get. I mean, of course those guys only want to be generals there for 3-4 months on average and then leave, was 4 months, because they're given hundreds of millions. I mean, this is the corrupting. This is how the mob does it. It's just mob tactics. And then it comes out, yeah, we're giving everybody money. Aren't you for supporting the troops? And then just because the troops get $30,000 apiece a year, a private sergeant gets like a 50, 60, 70, 100 grand, depends on what type of sergeant. Can you imagine? And so that's why there's been $3 trillion pumped in the last 5 years, 4 months. $3 trillion pumped into that black hole. No, and that's not counting the $4 trillion they stole out of pension funds and in Pentagon investments under the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report system. So that's when you see $4 trillion and then $3 trillion. $7 trillion. You see, the cops and the militarization of the prisons, that's just a rear guard. All the money's leaving the country. Been leaving for 4 or 5 years. They're all leaving. I mean, they're not even having penthouses in New York anymore. They're just going. And their rear guard action, when we get left holding the bag of total debt, totally on our name, we're just going to be left with a bunch of idiots with shaved heads and black uniforms. Oh, man, this is sick. This is sick. I mean, there's never been bank robberies like this. There's never been heists. These are the greatest criminals the world's ever seen. That's all globalists are. They build an international law system where it's legal for them to steal. They're then international, outside any country. And now they're not done. Now they're going to move on to taxing our breathing, to taxing everything we do, every facet of our lives, inspectors in our homes, jail time for the most petty of things. Like I said, a battery, a AA battery in your backyard, 4 years in prison. I mean, they're admitting all this. A credit card, you've got to swipe for your carbon credits, and then when you, quote, consume too much, they tax you on your card. Like I told you years ago, that was in the federal plans, international UN plans. They're going to call it a national sales tax. It's a global tax. I mean, folks, and I know you're laughing now. Just as it all happens and as it all unfolds, exactly as we told you it would, just remember I warned you. I mean, I cannot express how bad it is. They've sucked us dry so we don't ever get the country back under our control and go arrest them. They are going to put us into martial law. But that's just to protect themselves. See, it's like a lion when it grabs a gazelle, it bites the neck first. They got to break our necks so we don't flail and hurt the predator.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hoods Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com. The world leader in survival instructional videos.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protective Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Federal agents, we are armed! We have to stand up for the protection of illegal
fire. And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it off?
Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about a time or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, get the I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for
you. Yeah, I'm bitter, I'm angry, I'm upset. I have all the official government documents. I have Marines that were illegally raiding American gun owners' homes in the 80s in Virginia. Part of a huge secret martial law takeover plan. They've been doing this for decades. I know all these urban warfare drills are to acclimate and prepare the public to have their cities taken over by the U.S. military. I go into the YouTube and video sites where they have clips of my films, and I see Marines and cops talking about how I'm a traitor and need to be arrested, and so what if they're getting ready to take over America. I mean, you know what? I think most of them are going to go for it and do it. And they think power and authority is where everything flows from, and if the government tells them to do something, that's fine. Now, you have the other crowd that will conversely deny all of this is happening and say, the Marines are just going in to that city in Indianapolis, Indiana. They're just going in there to find out what's going on and to train them how to fight Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Meanwhile, our government publicly runs Al-Qaeda in Iraq and is commanding them to and running operations for 4+ years attacking the Iranians. So it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable that this type of stuff is going on. Marines bringing combat training to Indianapolis. Indianapolis Star, listen to this. U.S. Marine helicopters will land at the old Eagle Gate Consumer Mall, Brookside Park, and other Indianapolis locations when the city becomes a mock battlefield next week. About 2,300 Marines, they bring in the new ones for this, from the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit based at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, will conduct urban warfare training from Wednesday through June 19th in and around Indianapolis. Now, they tell the low-level grunts that this is for overseas and, quote, in case there's an emergency in America. But then they field them out into other operations after that. Most of the troops will be deployed in the Indiana State Fairgrounds and the Raytheon facility at Holt Road, said Debbie Fletcher with the Indianapolis Marion County Emergency Management Agency. See, that's who they're working with. Oh, getting to know the local emergency managers. We don't want anyone thinking that there's an invasion happening or that we've declared martial law or something like that, Fletcher said. We got to get her on. The Marines have been cleared by state, federal, and local authorities, Fletcher said. The unit's commander promised to try to keep the noise at a minimum and gave the neighbors plenty of warning. It goes on to say they'll be, quote, running roadside checkpoints. Now, in Swansboro, North Carolina, in Des Moines, Iowa, we have newscasts showing this. We have video we got ourselves as well. The Marines will actually pull over real cars, but a cop will pull you over. Then the Marines come over to do the search. I mean, total into posse comitatus, totally criminal. Even the way they've, quote, amended it, it is, but they don't care. Don't forget it was the Marines that the Bush Sr.'s father, Prescott Bush, tried to hire and have Smedley Butler, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, he testified for Congress, to overthrow the government and use Marines as the main army to do it. So the Marines have always been who they have their eye on to do this. And they've given them questionnaires in the 80s and 90s, and it's just, it's unbelievable treason. Smedley Butler, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, in line to be commandant. And he said, I will not do this as the commandant of the Marine Corps. And they said, okay, you're not commandant. And it's supposed to be like a captain's list in the old British Navy, the way the Marines are set up, as they go back to that, is that it's a succession there, unlike the Army and other things. There's somewhat of a succession there as well in the admiral's list, but with the Marine Corps, it's really a succession. And he was supposed to be the greatest commandant ever. I mean, none of them had two. Nobody's got two Medal of Honors but Smedley Butler. The guy that makes Audie Murphy look like a, I don't want to say a wimp, but pale in significance. We'll just say that. Unbelievable. He said, no, I will not take over and have a fascist dictatorship, and I won't be the military general that runs it. Oh, God, help us. But we don't have generals like that now. I mean, if you're a general in the military that's been in Iraq, you've taken hundreds of millions, or you've been killed. That's why so many have been murdered and killed and, quote, committed suicide. It goes on to say, our aim in Indianapolis is to expose our Marines to realistic scenarios and stress posed by operating an actual urban community, thereby increasing the proficiency and build-up areas, and Colonel Mark Dennis, commander of the 26th MEU, said in a statement, while some of the activity will take place at Camp Atterbury, residents in many areas will see helicopters flying around, military vehicles on the roads, and Marines patrolling on foot, as well as checkpoints. And then it comes back. We'll come back with a guest and get into more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org. Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It's going to be a bloody weekend in San Antonio.
For the first time ever, if you refuse to submit to a breathalyzer, police will take your blood with or without your consent. Amanda Stanzlis is live with that story. Amanda?
Well, we all know that Memorial Day weekend is a big weekend for barbecues, for a few beers maybe. So the idea behind this no refusal weekend is to keep these roads safe. But the debate becomes whether taking blood is fair.
This Memorial weekend is a no refusal weekend.
Yes, this weekend, if you get stopped by cops because they think you are drinking and driving, you'll be asked to take a breathalyzer. You refuse, and they will take your blood.
All right.
I think that's just not fair.
All right, that's the propaganda. By the way, I'm here on South Lamar in Austin. There's guys out with sandwich boards for sandwich shops, for tax preparing, for a furniture store. Right now, I drove to work this morning and saw them. And but if I go out there with a Ron Paul sign, there's a good chance, because it's happened, cops will pull over and say, you can't be here. You can't stand with a sign. They just lost another lawsuit over that. They don't care. It's just our money. Because they've been told, for everyone's safety, you don't have a First Amendment. See, it's always for your safety. And, oh, we got to stop the drunk drivers. That's why they're building liquor stores the size of aircraft carriers. I mean, now, literally, there's one in Kyle outside Austin the size of a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. It's the size of a Walmart. I mean, the thing is just, I say aircraft carrier because it's long. It's just gigantic. It's not just, it's so huge. I've never seen anything like it. And, of course, when the cops aren't stumbling around drunk, everybody knows they're the biggest lushes out there. And do I want somebody weaving drunk in front of me? No. I see drunks all the time weaving around down the road. And that's what we need is cops out picking them out. But no, it's random checkpoints and random enforcement areas and these roving teams and shotgun effect, as they call it, where they just randomly pull you over now and come over and inspect you and then let you go. And that's not America. Now, in some areas of Illinois, Ohio, California, Tucson, Arizona, they do it in Denver, outside Denver, in Colorado. I mean, I've seen hundreds of articles just all over the country. Florida, they take your blood on the side of the road. On the side of the road. In some areas of Texas, they're doing that. In other areas, they call it into a judge, and then it's really a fake warrant, and they call it back and claim there's a warrant, and the cop sticks a needle. This is about invasion of your privacy, about getting across barriers. It's about letting you know who the boss is. And joining us is a Texas lawyer who spoke out on the piece, Gerald Goldstein, and we'll get his take on everything that's happening here. Mr. Goldstein, thanks for coming on with us.
My pleasure, Alex.
What do you think about those other statements I made about how I don't have a First Amendment anymore in Austin? The cops tell me I can't stand right next to a guy with a sandwich board on the sidewalk for a furniture place, that I don't have a free speech either. Not just they're going to take my blood, but now there's no freedom either.
Well, if you keep speaking up for free speech and people keep suing them, sooner or later the public will get wind of that and take account of that.
I think Austin's lost more than 50 lawsuits for this. And they just don't care. It's just it's our money. They just go fine.
Well, you know, at some point when it's our money, we have a voice in that. And if the citizenry wants to take action, there's always the ballot box. And
with those special Diebold machines with all the convicted felons caught admitting they're stealing all the elections?
Exactly.
Yeah, things are getting dark right now in the country. Sir, let's get into the blood. I'm sorry I digress. Tell us a little bit about Gerald Goldstein, your practice, and why you got involved in this news piece. And they gave you about 10 seconds in it, what you really wanted to say.
Well, I'm a past president of the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers and also the Texas Association. I, like you, am a concerned citizen that is worried that we seem to be giving up and throwing away our constitutional rights and liberties in order to protect and preserve those precious rights.
Absolutely. Tell us about the particular in San Antonio and what's going on there and what the law and the rulings and precedent really say.
Well, in essence, you were correct when you described what's going on. Taking blood is considered, at least by Supreme Court cases, a very intrusive concept. It's different than an intoxilizer, what we used to call a breathalyzer, in that sticking a needle in someone is intrusive. And for that reason, they technically require a search warrant under Texas statute.
It's a forced medical procedure.
Exactly. And generally speaking, they have to have probable cause, and they have to have a neutral, detached magistrate make a decision. What is troubling about this practice is, while in San Antonio, they did use trained medical professionals, that is, nurses, they did seek judicial intervention. What, in essence, they had was a production line. They had a magistrate who was on call. They had nurses standing by. And the police officers would hand them what I suspect and believe were canned affidavits setting forth the probable cause, in quotes. The judges systematically granted those requests.
Yeah, they weren't even reviewing it, so this is judicial tyranny. You're not supposed to have rubber stamp warrants, are you?
Exactly, and one is concerned any time you have a production line like that, where rather than on an individual basis, officers seeking a judicial determination and then taking you to a hospital, this was a planned procedure where even the way it's described by the district attorney, this was a situation where they weren't seeking consent or judicial intervention. It was, you're going to get tagged and you're going to have to give blood.
Now let me stop you, sir. Let me just ask you if you're aware, but it sounds like you are. In Arizona, in Colorado, in Illinois, they are taking blood. The police are just doing it.
Right. That's not true in Colorado yet, but in the other states, all of us are concerned about that. And by the way, the police officers, you know, you could have a police officer that's trained medically.
Okay, the media may have gotten that wrong, but the Denver papers did report that in the county next to it they were taking blood without warrants. So
right. What I think is those were they were actually trained, even though they were police officers.
But they're still not a warrant to suck the blood, is what I'm saying.
Exactly, and that's
this is unbelievable.
Sure,
so not even a rubber stamp. They're foregoing that. Now you talked about how the rubber stamp is improper and unconstitutional. Now, can we talk about without even the rubber stamp, just foregoing the kangaroo court?
Well, the Supreme Court, there's a case, actually, Schmerber versus California, that actually talks about the requirement for a warrant for an intrusive body invasion like that. And the reason for that is pretty obvious. There are medical procedures. Nobody wants to have a needle. What if an untrained police officer, for example, uses the same needle? You've got all sorts of health concerns well beyond the safety of our roads where someone is, with a dirty needle is injecting you. You've got hepatitis C, you've got HIV. There's all sorts of reasons why the last thing we need is to have untrained professionals sticking needles in each other.
Well, remember how they tried in 2002 to train the police to forcibly inoculate the public during emergencies and the National Health Services Act, and then that failed because the cops wouldn't take the vaccines. So I think this is there's something larger here because we know federal funds are the grants that are pushing this. Your take on that, sir?
Well, ultimately the taxpayer pays for all law enforcement measures, and there's an ancillary, secondary concern here is, for the most part, when you get some people don't like to be stuck with needles by anybody. And there's a question about the compulsion. For example, a lot of people will opt for the intoxilizer, even though it's supposed to be consensual, in lieu of having somebody stick a needle in them.
Yeah, no, it's a threat.
How consensual is it when somebody says, I'm going to stab you with this thing, or you take this, breathalyzer? It's a lot easier.
Well, I've seen reports where the cops taser you if you refuse the breathalyzer.
Well, they shouldn't in Texas.
It's total insanity. Well, I mean, just at the organic level, as a human being looking at this, imagine if I was seeing old film footage of Nazi Germany, and if they weren't just rounding the people up to go to the death camps or the work camps, imagine if I saw images of guys in black uniforms drawing blood.
I don't want to start another fight, but quite frankly, the Third Reich didn't impose its will on people. Hitler rode into power on a groundswell of popularity, fanned by the same kind of fears you've seen today. Fear of people that are different, fear of outsiders, fear of foreigners.
9/11.
The same kind of things that people have a tendency to give up rights very often in times of crisis. But what they don't realize is that's a non-reversible cog. That what happens is if you think giving up your right is any way to protect and preserve that right, you're kidding yourself.
Well, Mr. Goldstein, you're absolutely right. History shows that. Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin constantly talked about that. If you'll give up liberty for so-called security, you're going to get neither. And historically, what you should be afraid of is the organized state. It is always the great engine of mass murder and enslavement, hundreds of millions killed by the state last century, and these poor, ignorant fools have no idea. I mean, just the archetypal image of guys in paramilitary outfits sucking your blood. I mean, this is insane, sir.
There's no question about it. And, Alex, if you'll keep preaching and get some more converts, we can actually stop this thing. Because until the citizenry is willing to insist on their rights, we all are in danger of losing them.
Well, Mr. Goldstein, I want to get your take on this. A, how do we stop it? B, legally, what are they violating here so people know what to say if they come up on the bloodsuckers? But the larger issue here is, you know what it's going to be. It's not just if you don't give me a breathalyzer, I'll take a shot. Now district attorneys, I saw one in Illinois, said, well, we want blood anyways because it's better in court. So next it's just we're going to take your blood. They're already taking DNA at checkpoints now.
Well, all of that should concern the citizenry. At some point here, we may have, the Orwellian nightmare, is almost a thing of the past. We've become accustomed to accepting these kind of practices, and it's only when you're vigilant, it's only when you're willing to protest, it's only when you're willing to assert your rights. And these rights are designed to protect the innocent, not just the guilty. And it's important for people who aren't in trouble, people who aren't driving while they're drunk, but understand the necessity for insisting on protecting everyone's rights, because it's only when we protect the rights of the least of us that the rest of us can expect to be protected ourselves.
By the way, I should have told people your bio. You're just an absolutely, amazing lawyer with just an incredible pedigree, running some of the biggest national associations and, one of the most looked up to experts on constitutional rights and all these different procedures.
Well, I'm flattered you should say that.
Well, no, I'm just looking at your bio here. It's amazing. In a nutshell, what do you do if you roll up, you haven't been drinking, no, I don't want to violate my Fourth Amendment, no, I don't want you making me do a breathalyzer, intimidating me into it. What do you do when they grab you, they'll taser you if you resist, they're coming with the needles? How do you go after them after the fact?
Well, The natural inclination of everyone, I will say that I've represented a lot of lawyers and judges, and we're probably the worst at it, is to accede to assertions of lawful authority. That is, you know, like when the officer says, why are you driving so fast? And everybody immediately explains to them, which amounts to a confession and an admission. Literally, it is up to the citizen. But when citizens insist on their rights, they individually, collectively, serve the good of all by protecting everyone's rights.
Now, it's the same thing in court. You have to demand your rights. They're not just going to be given to you.
Absolutely, and that's why you have a right to counsel, is because to have someone else there, to have a lawyer there, to have someone who will speak up for your rights and mean it, not with a smirk, not with a smile, but because they're serious about it, and judges understand that. And, you know, it is only when all the citizenry stand up for their rights, and stand up for the rights not just in the courtroom, not just on the side of the road, but at the ballot box. Because these folks, for the most part, elected public officials, both in Texas, district attorneys and judges, have to run for re-election. And if they aren't respecting the rights of the citizens, it's up to the citizens to make sure that they will, that they do, and if not, to get someone in office who will protect individual citizens' rights and liberties.
Well, sir, what would you do? I'm going to Virginia next week to cover a big elite government meeting, and I almost know, I bet, because this happens all over the country, cops are going to walk up while I'm on a city sidewalk there in Virginia, they're going to come up and say, you're not allowed to be here with your cameras. I don't care if you have a press pass. Just leave. And then there'll be a national crew there. They'll probably leave them alone. It always hurts I'm sad for them stabbing America in the heart. Or if I was to have a protest sign, there's going to be protesters there. I bet cops will come up and say, leave, you don't have a permit. And, of course, that's how all this works. They turn a right into a privilege. A permit is a license to do something that would be illegal. I don't need a permit. You know, it started out with blocking roads for parades. That's one thing, but not being on the street corner. I mean, what would you do about all these no-protest zones and this incredible avarice to attack the heart of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the heart of what makes the red, white, and blue so great?
Well, you know, whether we go and look at Gandhi or one of our own Martin Luther King, there is a point at which, when citizens' rights are in jeopardy, that citizens have an innate, not necessarily a recognized right, but an innate right to protest. And that protest can include civil disobedience. Civil disobedience that understands, hey, look, I may be punished for this, but I want the system to understand that I'm not willing to accede to this without protest. And large political movements that have changed the course of the world, and particularly our country, have been started with the seed of civil disobedience. I'm not suggesting that everybody should go out and violate every law they don't agree with. But at some point, in some place, in some times, it is necessary to teach those entrusted and who are sworn to preserve and protect us that they have an obligation to follow the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, just like the citizens do.
Well, Mr. Goldstein, I'm going to ask you, why do you think an Austin cop overnight now will come up and say, you can't protest, you can't demonstrate? They know they've lost suits. They know they're in trouble for it, but they're being ordered to do this. How did our government, I mean, just right here in Austin, I know you live in
Santa. Because they get away with it, Alex.
But why would he want to hurt America? Why would you want to do that?
Because it's convenient, because it makes their job simpler. People don't like the opprobrium. People don't like the disruption. People don't like to be confronted with things they don't want to see and
hear. That's another thing. A cop will always walk up and say, we got a complaint. You're out here on the sidewalk. Well, so what?
By the way, usually the complaint relates to what you're saying, not how you're doing it.
Exactly.
And the point of the First Amendment is the Bill of Rights were designed to protect the minority from the majority. You don't have to have the most. If all that's permitted is a popular view, we don't need the Constitution. The Constitution was designed to protect the unpopular from the popular, and that's how political movements start. That's how we change attitudes. Very often, if all we needed was the popular, the mainstream, the majority's point of view, we wouldn't need a Bill of Rights. The framers of our Constitution labored long and hard after the Constitution was written, signed, and enacted to find a place for the rights of the few.
Bottom line, this is unconstitutional, taking blood without a warrant.
Taking blood without a warrant is unconstitutional. The Supreme Court said so.
But they're doing it. Why? It's insane.
Well, you know, it's because they can. So stand up to them, Alex. I got to run, but
okay.
I just want to tell you that thank you for giving me the opportunity to participate.
Sure. Any websites that you want to fire out for people to learn more?
No, just be vigilant. Use the web. Use the internet. It's a remarkable tool that, unlike many of our cities and towns, doesn't have a censor.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. There goes Mr. Goldstein. Gerald, thank you.
My pleasure, Alex. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Marines are training to confiscate your guns.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
This story comes from the greatest storybook, so we know it's true, though it seems so untrue, so incredible it seems science fictional. It even goes beyond a seemingly science fictional story to that category of a horror story. But as horrible as it was done. Done out of desperation by a Moabite king who was fighting a desperate battle against three opposing kings. It, of course, was long, long ago that he did it, and it did work. The raging battle was going against him greatly, and he was about to be overcome and overrun, so he did it. As horrible and difficult as it was to do. And he did it in the open, upon the wall of the city for all to see. It worked. It caused the battle to turn and his enemy to flee. This is how it is said in the greatest storybook, and I quote, "And there came great wrath against Israel, and they departed from him and returned to their own land," end quote. What did he do? We tell you the rest of that Another Untold Story at AnotherUntoldStory.com and tell you how the same power is being used in our land today.
For Another Untold Story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com, 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
That guy was on the national board of the ACLU and the head of national lawyer organizations and the rest of it. I just said, oh, he's in this newscast. Get him on, Eddie Bear. And he got him on. It's so anti-freedom. You heard him admit all over the country without even having warrants. Now, in San Antonio, it's a fake rubber stamp warrant, which is almost worse in a way. And I don't know how they've warped the government, the police, to follow this and go along with this. You know what? I want to go into a clip. I'm going to play the rest of this coming up, not this next hour, but the hour after it. I want to play a clip from The Road to Tyranny, because This is a Marine Corps officer, and he showed me all the documents. He'd been a police officer, and he started a computer company and was over out of his mansion visiting when this happened. Because he ran into an Army checkpoint on I-35. He'd heard my show, made him so mad. He wanted to talk to me. He showed me all the documents, photos. I was already aware of the programs by then. But when he did it in 88, 89, it was secret. And I want to play a few minutes of this, and then we'll come back with another guest coming on. When you hear the Marines, quote, want to train for urban warfare, this is to acclimate the public. Just like when you sit in your backyard every day drinking iced tea, you notice that the owls will start coming out and looking at you, notice the squirrels will come up near you. That's what the Marines in your cities are about, acclimating everybody. And I have all the documents. I've interviewed emergency managers. It's not my opinion. We have discovered that the military-industrial complex that just made $7 trillion off this fake war and stealing wants it all, folks, and they brainwashed the cops, and they're coming for us. And they're going to put carbon taxes on all of us. I mean, this is going to be a reign of terror. It doesn't have to happen. Sucking our blood warrantlessly on the side of the road isn't freedom. It's hyper-tyranny. Here it is.
Our team was in Swansboro, North Carolina, back in 2000. In February of 2002, two Special Forces trainees were killed by a sheriff's deputy. You ask why? They were trying to disarm him. They were trying to take over local law enforcement. This is the new type of training that our military are being given to overthrow the civilian government, the elected government, right here in the United States. And shockingly enough, there were actually two cases of this in the same week in North Carolina where they were being trained to overthrow the civilian government.
To your right also.
This looks like a gaggle, Mr. Wright. Get this line straight.
Let's go! Out. Straighten it out. Just to your right. Is your group ready? So you do.
Sir, group prepared and ready to go, sir.
Every day in America, militarized SWAT teams kill innocent people, and they're rarely held accountable. More often, they kill their own officers, and still they're not held accountable. What's happening in America? How do they become so militarized? We interviewed a former Marine Corps officer who in 1989, while he was in the Marine Corps, was serving search warrants on American citizens' homes and businesses.
To start at the beginning for us, a little bit about your past, how you first got involved in the military, and some of the things you did, and then later in life, some of the questions that you started raising yourself after you've been a police officer.
Okay. I started out, I joined the Marines, tested real high on the ASVAB, which is the Armed Forces Vocational Aptitude Battery. Did real well in that and was an MP 5800 military police. From that, I was sent over to various duty stations. I still had an interest in civilian law enforcement, so I was able to take part in joint.
We're going to come back and play five more minutes of this and get William Pepper on. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.